Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
There's nothing better than a good old fan theory, something that the dedicated few have patched together to fill in those plot holes or slight discrepancies when it comes to our favourite video games. But equally, there's nothing worse than when you present these to a video game developer and they go, oh, that's lovely, that's going right up in the fridge, and then they screw it up and put it in the bloody bin. Oh, well, boo on us for trying then, right? As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 video game fan theories debunked by the creators. Number 10. Squall dies at the end of Disc 1, Final Fantasy VIII. So the theory here is that in Final Fantasy VIII, Squall dies, and it's become a theory so prominent among the fanbase that it's even got its own damn website. It suggests that protagonist Squall actually dies at the end of Disc 1 after being impaled with an ice shard by Adia, and that the rest of the game is in fact his dying dreams. This not only explains how Squall inexplicably shakes off his injury like it's a faint graze, but also some of the more outlandish left-field plot twists and especially its trippy as hell ending, all of which are actually from a dying Squall's brain trying to make sense of what's happening to him. But it was debunked a few years ago when Kotaku interviewed Final Fantasy VIII's director, Yoshinori Kitase, who, despite expressing admiration for the theory's creativity, confirmed that it wasn't in fact true. No, that is not true. I think he was actually stabbed around the shoulder area, so he was not dead. But that is a very interesting idea, so if we ever do make a remake of Final Fantasy VIII, I might go along with that story in mind. Oh, well, that's good, I guess. Number 9. Reinhardt is Farah's father. Overwatch. In the early days of Overwatch, fans spent a ton of time debating the identity of Farah's father, until in November 2016, one fan noticed that Farah, her mother Anna, and Reinhardt all had similar rare skins. Between this and Blizzard's continual hinting at Reinhardt being Farah's daddy, it pretty much seemed like it was a sure thing. But in April 2017, the game's new Uprising event saw the release of the new Anna spray, which showed her cradling baby Farah while joined by a man who everybody quite reasonably assumed to be Farah's father. Clearly, the man in the image isn't Reinhardt and was later identified as Sam by Blizzard, in turn swiftly crushing all the shipper's dreams. Number 8. It's all Link's dream. The Legend of Zelda: Majora's Mask. The Legend of Zelda franchise is an absolute goldmine for fascinatingly nutty fan theories, and perhaps the most intriguing of all of these is that the events of Majora's Mask are actually a dream. The prime reasoning behind this theory is that the Zora band featured in the game, the Indiegogos, played the song Ballad of the Windfish, which was first featured in 1993's Link's Awakening, a game which itself takes place within Link's dream. Some fans even take the theory further to suggest that this may be Link's dying dream, but that's really a totally optional part of the equation. But in 2015, Game Informer interviewed series producer Eiji Aonuma, who rejected the theory, but did so in the coolest and nicest way possible. The reason that this song from Link's Awakening was used in this game really came down to a decision by the sound team. They were looking for inspiration, something that would fit the theme, and since the previous game was about collecting instruments, it made sense that you would want to use this for a band in this case. For us, really, it was just a playful choice that referenced a previous game and nothing more than that. However, I love that people think about stuff like this, and I think it shows how they feel about the franchise as a whole that they're interested in these possibilities. Number 7. Nero is Spada or Virgil reincarnated. Devil May Cry 4. Devil May Cry 4 definitely changed up the series' formula by introducing players to an all-new protagonist known as Nero, who, while largely well-received, wasn't beloved by all fans. Nevertheless, fan theories quickly swirled pre-release about Nero's true nature, specifically that he was actually the reincarnation of either Dante's father Spada or his older twin brother Virgil, or that he could be at least periodically be possessed by one or both of them. At the time of the game game's release, many fans were absolutely convinced that one of these possibilities would turn out to be true, and the game itself never confirmed nor explicitly denied these theories, but the 2008 novelization Devil May Cry 4 Deadly Fortune majorly hinted at another possibility that Nero was actually Virgil's son. This was finally confirmed in a 2018 interview where Devil May Cry 5's senior producer Michitero Okabe stated that Nero was in fact Virgil's son. Some fans said that Nero just looks like his father Virgil, so I was happy that people could see the similarity. And when Devil May Cry 5 finally came out the very next year, we actually got to see Nero learn the truth for himself. Ah, brilliant. Number 6. Dittos are failed Mew clones. Pokemon. One of the earliest and most pervasive Pokemon fan theories is that the Pokemon Ditto is actually the result of a failed attempt to clone a Mew. The evidence for this theory includes both Ditto and Mew being genderless Pokemon, the fact that they share the same purple-blue sprite color scheme, and the fact that they both weigh 8.8 pounds, amongst other things. But in a 2016 Game Informer interview, series producer Junichi Masuda shot down the theory, confirming that Ditto was very much its own entity. In terms of how Pokemon are designed, they are each their own unique living being. The unique thing about Ditto is that it's a Pokemon that can change forms, but each Pokemon we create with its own unique elements, so we just make sure that they are all individual life forms of their own. Number 5. Gygas is a fetus. Earthbound. Cult classic RPG Earthbound boasts one of the most WTF video game fan theories that you're ever likely to come across, that when a player arrives at the Cave of the Past to do battle with the final boss Gygas, that he's actually a fetus. The theory notes that Ness and his party travel back through time to do battle with Gygas, and that one of the images present during the final battle depicts Gygas as resembling a fetus, while the devil's machine that contains him is not unlike a uterus. As fascinating as this theory is, the director of the game cleared it all up in a 2003 interview, revealing that Gygas was actually inspired by a traumatic childhood incident where he accidentally witnessed a scene from the movie The Military Policeman and the Dismembered Beauty, in which a woman is, brutally attacked. They said that Gygas is something you can't make sense of, confirming that the fetus theory is nothing more than the human brain trying to comprehend abstract imagery. Number 4. Toad's mushroom cap is a hat. Mario. Though the 1989 animated TV series The Super Mario Bros. Show isn't canon to the world of Mario, it did nevertheless sow the seeds for the theory that the mushroom cap atop Toad's head is in fact, well, a hat. In the show, Toad is periodically seen removing the hat, prompting some fans to quite rightly assume that this would also apply to the in-game Toad. After literally decades of discussion, the matter was finally put to bed in 2018, when Super Mario Odyssey producer Yoshiaki Koizumi posted a Q&A video where he confirmed Nintendo's official party line on the mushroom cap, that it is Toad's head. They said, "So that, as it turns out, it's actually Toad's head. I'm going to leave it to all of you to figure out exactly how that works. Maybe there's something inside." And like that, everything you thought you knew was exposed as a lie. Number 3. Second sister is actually Barissa Fee. Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. Ahead of the Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order's release, fans extensively theorized about the identity of its masked antagonist, Second Sister. By far the most popular theory suggested that she would actually be the former Jedi Padawan, Barissa Fee. Fee is primarily known for her appearances in the animated series The Clone Wars, and given that the series ultimately left her fate up in the air, many felt it made perfect sense for the Jedi turncoat to now have become the Inquisitor known as Second Sister. But hilariously, this was actually debunked before the game even came out, but fans just simply chose not to believe it. Matt Martin of the Lucasfilm Story Group flat out stated that Second Sister was not Barissa Fee, but given the series' history of playing things close to their chest, fans largely clung to their seemingly watertight theory. Then Jedi Fallen Order came out and Martin was vindicated, as it's eventually revealed that Second Sister is an entirely new character, Trilla Suduri. Number 2. It's a VR mission. Metal Gear Solid The Twin Snakes. Metal Gear Solid The Twin Snakes is 2004's GameCube exclusive remake of Metal Gear Solid, which despite reworking the original game and the visual style of its sequel, was criticized for the addition of wacky Matrix-style action beats and a vastly inferior musical score. It's still a great game overall, though. This prompted some fans to even subscribe to the theory that the game wasn't really a canonical remake, but actually a VR simulation of the Shadow Moses incident, and was being used to train Raiden for the Big Shell mission in the sequel. And you know what? While this is a creative idea and completely within Hideo Kojima's demented wheelhouse, the director himself consistently stated that he conceived the Twin Snakes as an attempt to improve upon the original, which of course was limited by the technical constraints of the PS1. So unfortunately, this Matrix madhouse of a theory was not true. And number 1, the space pirate mothership is the wrecked ship from Super Metroid. Metroid Zero Mission. 2004's Game Boy Advance remake of the original Metroid Zero Mission introduced players to Ridley's massive spaceship HQ, the Space Pirate Mothership, which Samus destroys at that game's end. Now, many fans were initially convinced that the Space Pirate Mothership was actually the very same vessel as featured in the eerie wrecked ship level from 1994's Super Metroid. But in an interview on the official Metroid Zero Mission website, the director of both games, Yoshio Sakamoto, matter-of-factly confirmed that the two ships are in fact completely separate. The mothership and the wrecked ship from Super Metroid are different from each other. Well, you can't argue with that then, can you? Or can you? No. No, you can't.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.